Now, ladies and gentlemen, the nation's foremost roving reporter, revealing what happens when the worlds of the ruling class and the common man collide. Taking you across the nation to offend the foes of liberty, seek our real heroes, and tear down the obstacles to restoring freedom. Here's When Worlds Collide with your host, Mark Anderson.
Welcome back to the second half of the show out there. And we're talking with David Shive, a school teacher in Michigan, a former Chuck Norris stuntman, notably, a very colorful past, who has been dealing with this phenomenon here. He's one of many where government charges from past youthful indiscretions or any kind of run-in with the law, oftentimes nothing very significant, lead to a sort of permanent penalty on one's record, almost like one is sentenced outside the confines of the courts and jails and things of that nature. And this sort of scarlet letter seems to stay with people like David Shide and others who have been victimized by this system of corrupt judges and compliant and complacent attorneys and school officials who break state laws by divulging information that they're not supposed to divulge in people's public personnel files, all sorts of things that go on behind closed doors, probably day in and day out, just symptomatic of the larger problem here. And David, what's your current situation? Is there anything from leading up to the current situation that we've left out? It's rather involved, and maybe we can't touch every point, but is there something in the recent past that we need to touch on before we talk about mostly the current stuff?
Well, because there is two school districts involved. The second, well, I've got that first school district superintendent who went so far as to place the erroneous FBI report along with the set aside and the pardon that I had entrusted to her in good faith to just show that this report was wrong.
Yeah,
she wrote two letters of defamation back in 2003, a few days apart, basically calling me a liar and a convict, and placed all of that into my public personnel file, and then sent it out under the Freedom of Information Act to a co-teacher, a teacher that had wanted to memorialize what was going on with at this point in time.
Let me interject there, but this didn't just affect applying for work at the Lincoln Consolidated Schools. There's another school district that it also affected you at in terms of employment, correct?
That is correct.
And actually, what is that school district?
That school district is the Northville Public Schools
in
my own hometown of Northville, where my son goes to school.
Yes, elementary, I believe.
Correct.
And so now you've got something, this thing that should have been dealt with a long time ago by Texas authorities, and it's went through this conduit, something that's affected you for two school jobs. You suspect it affected you during your 17, 18 years working in Hollywood as a stuntman for Chuck Norris and others. And so here, one youthful indiscretion brings decades of government penalties that you can't shake. It's amazing that these kind of things can't be put behind someone in this so-called fair court system. So with two school districts, you're not able to work at either one right now, is that right?
Well, this second school district, in order to get the record corrected in Texas, I found out that since I got a pardon, I was entitled to an expunction of what was supposed to have been all that's left over of an arrest record.
Hold that thought, David. I believe we have some messages here.
Oh, okay.
And we'll be right back with David Shide and more on his situation. Stay tuned. The fastest ship that ever sailed the sea. On her decks were guns as big as steers and shells as big as trees.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Now back to the nation's leading roving reporter, When Worlds Collide host and American Free Press writer, Mark Anderson.
Now returning to the show, speaking of the concept of When Worlds Collide, certainly that very much applies to our guest today, David Scheid of Northville, Michigan. He's the common man, the American trying to make his way in life, and he collided with the world of the elite in a big way, but it hasn't went particularly badly for him in some ways, but in some ways it's been a very long-term problem, and he's just trying to get on with his life, and yet the scarlet letter, the bruising that one can get in even a mild encounter with the government structure seems to just not go away. It just seems to dog him through many avenues of life. And it's a very strong lesson of what happens when one has a youthful indiscretion, or one might, have some encounter with the law, something completely unanticipated, and you think it's going to be over soon. It's just a minor case or relatively minor, and decades later you find you're still dealing with the fallout from an encounter with this system. And now we're going into a longer segment, David.
Okay.
Let's just sort of take off where we left off. You've tried to work at two school districts, Northville and Lincoln Consolidated Schools in Michigan, after having spent almost 20 years in a film career, working with Chuck Norris, things like that. Very interesting. Where do you see this going? Is there any end in sight?
Well, not as long as I can sustain myself somehow, because I am going to stick up for these rights. I believe that I have no choice, because I have a child that just now going into middle school, and I've seen the government just ruin. I've exhausted my retirement savings. I've exhausted his educational savings. I've exhausted everything that I have to try to keep my family in counseling and just trying to sustain. I can't leave here because this thing will continue to dog me until I climb this wall and get over it. And so
it's had a very profound effect on your finances and on family harmony, I understand. And I'm not trying to get too personal, but I understand it's caused a great deal of turmoil.
It's very clear that the malicious actions of the government here, locally, statewide, and now federally, that the government has no problem in the destruction of the family unit. I've made it very clear, and it should be very clear, and they are criminally violating my rights, and I've got two school districts. One that's disseminating a set aside documentation, and another school district that's disseminating the expunction, a Texas court order of expunction. These are crimes under Michigan.
Okay, now that's the local crimes at the local school level, where they're passing around files they're not supposed to in
that's
abridgment
correct.
Of your rights. Now let's go up to the state level. What's the most egregious state crime or virtual crime here?
Well, like anybody else that wants to have their rights protected, I've when I found that the judges were coming up with these determinations and rulings that are claiming that literally that Texas court orders of expungement are nothing more than a myth, and that school teachers here in Michigan are subject to a life sentence, and this is in transcript, and overruling my claims that of defamation and being brought into the public in a false light and things like this, I've decided to take this to the police. And I've taken it to the state police in the first school district case. I've taken it to the local police in the second school district case. In both cases, the police have, in the first case, the police officer sat on top of it for a year and did nothing, and then perjured the crime report, made no references to the evidence that I submitted, that this was sent out under FOIA request, the police officer sent it to the prosecutor with a fax cover sheet that said that suggested to the prosecutor that the police did not want to do anything with this. I mean, literally, the police station was a stone's throw away from the school district's offices, and so they're very tight. And he sent both of these are felony offenses. It's a felony for an officer to perjure a crime report. It's a felony for another officer to suggest that a prosecutor not do his job to prosecute a case.
So you have the local school districts disseminating personnel files that they should not be. You have police perjuring crime reports, which is a felony.
Correct.
You have judges saying that these Texas attempts at the Texas in the state government to clean your record or expungement from your youthful indiscretion, you got courts calling these a myth when they're established procedures well known in the state of Texas.
And they're determining that neither a set aside or a pardon is enough to get rid of a conviction to such extent that 30 years later I can write down on a job application that I've not been convicted, and wear the conviction on my sleeve 30 years later.
Yeah, like I say, calling it a scarlet letter, you're trying to get this from literally pursuing you to the grave. And you wonder how many people there are like you, and I'm sure there are a lot. Now, federally, we've touched on what the police are doing, perjuring crime reports, the courts and judges calling Texas laws a myth, even though these laws are needed to wipe the slate clean. As I said, the school districts passing around files they're not supposed to, which is also against state law. Now, federally, where does this come in terms of government corruption or violations of the law?
Well, still working in the state, I've taken the prosecutors, because I had prosecutors in both counties basically just say, well, I don't see any evidence of a crime. And so I've taken these issues of the prosecutors, and even when I've sent them all the evidence directly, I've taken it to the Attorney General's office, and I've found the laws here in the state of Michigan that state outright that it's the Attorney General's job and his duty that he swore to under oath to hold the prosecutors to doing their job, and if he doesn't do his job to hold the prosecutors to their job, then he needs to be stepping out of office. And when I made that demand out of him after trying to work with his subordinates at the Attorney General's office here in Michigan, then I took it to the governor. The governor sits on the state administrative board as the chairperson, I found the laws here in Michigan that stated that that the state administrative board has a supervisory responsibility over all government employees here. And
now, what about the FBI and all of this?
Well, I reported it to the U.S. attorney, these crimes that were being committed by the state of, government, and the U.S. attorney Stephen Murphy, he went from being this shows the convolution of the government. He went from being a U.S. attorney to a judge for the Eastern District of, now he's a judge. So when I take, I filed a case against him because he blew me off and sent me to the FBI saying that he couldn't do anything with an investigation, that in order to investigate that I'd had to get the FBI involved, and the FBI just blew me off. And so I ended up taking it to the Sixth Circuit Court, and they sent me back to the U.S. attorney again. So I just went into one big circle, and I just decided, well, I'm just going to file a federal case and name all of them, because nobody's doing anything. And all I was asking for was a grand jury to investigate this.
And so you ended up naming all of them in the RICO case you mentioned.
I have a third case, which is the second federal case, and that one I just filed last November against the U.S. attorney, the couple of FBI agents. I took this to Washington D.C. to Mukasey, the Attorney General, and I took
Mukasey, right.
And because I spent so much time in California advocating on behalf of victims' rights, I'm very familiar with victims' rights laws. And I understood that my victims' rights were violated, and so I appealed to the FBI's Victims Assistance Program and to the Victims' Rights Ombudsman, that's part of the U.S. Attorney's office in Washington D.C. And none of them are doing anything because they say that there's no evidence that since there's no investigation going on, there's no number on the investigation, I'm technically not a crime victim.
Okay, that's pretty amazing. So really every door you try to go through here is blocked. It boils down to
totally. And it's like trying to make a stab at a meatball that in a bowl with a fork, that all the meatballs are ball bearings. There is no way that they're all going to move out of the way. They're all going to find a way out. It's just not going to happen.
Very, very troubling situation indeed. That is for sure. We have some messages coming up. We'll be back with David Scheid to continue this show. Stay tuned.
The Germans had the biggest ship that had the biggest guns. The Bismarck was the fastest ship that ever sailed the sea. On her decks were guns as big as steers and sails as big as trees.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Now back to the nation's leading roving reporter, When Worlds Collide host and American Free Press writer, Mark Anderson.
And now we're back. We're talking with David Scheid, who has encountered considerable trouble dealing with the aftermath of youthful indiscretion, if you're just tuning in, having worn the long-term consequences on his lapel, you might say, figuratively speaking, from the government never properly cleaning his past record up, never keeping proper records, all sorts of mishandling of his personnel files. It's a rather long and winding road here, but suffice to say that one mere encounter with the almighty state can leave one wounded for life, and it's almost like having a scarlet letter or some sort of marking or a wound, if you will, that you can't heal or can't get rid of. And he just wanted to get on with his life through the many years of his film career since that youthful indiscretion, and now trying to work in the public schools and raise a son. And you were talking about the FBI and stuff. We were getting into that and the federal level. Kind of take this where you want, David. We've got a longer segment now. We're going into a shorter one, then we'll go into a longer one.
That's okay. I wanted to take this opportunity to thank you, very much, because, you know, it's not just the government that is suppressing this and oppressing my family here. You know, I have tried to take this to the popular media.
You know, I was going to get to that in the next segment, but why don't you touch on it now? We'll get into it more later, but go ahead and go there. What's been the TV, radio, newspaper, whatever?
I've submitted stories to the Detroit Free Press. I've submitted stories to each of the investigative reporters of various channels in the Detroit area, all the major networks, and I don't get anything back. There no replies whatsoever. And it's thanks to people like you, your show When Worlds Collide, and the American Free Press newspaper, and you know that is it's and the public access. I'm going to be starting. I'm turning my since I have the film and television background. I'm going to be starting my own using the public access airways to do some things of my own. But, you know, I have such a debt of gratitude for you to help get some of this exposed.
Well, you're most welcome. But you wouldn't even get so much as the courtesy of a no thank you from the Detroit Free Press or the TV?
No.
They wouldn't even contact you to tell you no?
No. There was, I think that... one investigative reporter had somebody call me. I told him the story over the phone, and he went, you know, it's one of these, well, we'll call back in another week, call back in two more weeks, and it just kind of ended up being three more weeks and pretty much nothing. So it's nothing.
So without them having replied, I mean, not to even explain their cold shoulder, you really would have no idea why they completely ignore your request. Say for the one that at least talked to you, but never really got back to you. Do you have even an inkling as to why the blackout, why the depression?
I don't, and it's the same question as that I have in my mind. Why the local school districts would see me as such a threat that they have to, you know, just ruin my life to keep me unemployed. I mean. Deep down, I know why it is. They're all protecting. It's a pyramid kind of a thing. One person breaks the law. You know, that it was very clear that this first superintendent made a mistake. She should not have terminated me. She tried to cover herself up. And from that point forward, everybody, every other government official is climbing on board. What started out as a small seed ends up snowballing. Everybody, each government participant is adding their own layer onto this snowball, and it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger.
This first superintendent getting this notice where she thought that you still had a criminal record, but in fact that had been expunged or erased, whatever word you want to use, and she wouldn't buy that, and hence this started moving forward.
Correct. And she did it criminally. I mean, she, you know, and
yeah, not just being discourteous, but actually being criminal by improperly disseminating that file.
That's correct.
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing to be impolite or uncooperative. It's another thing to break the law, like the police you asked to get involved who perjured crime reports, like judges who call these proper Texas processes to wipe the slate clean, judges calling that process a myth. When it's nothing even approaching a myth. It's a legally established process to forgive and forget.
Well, and, you know, I'd like to go back to that very first case and kind of give you an idea how these courts work out here in Michigan.
Well, keeping in mind we're getting to the bottom of the hour, and we'll have some messages soon.
Okay.
Let's save that for after these messages. We'll be back with David Scheid. Any calls, it's 800-313-9443 on this Saturday night. I'm also broadcasting for Michigan. We'll see you after these messages.
The war had just begun. The Germans had the biggest ship that had the biggest guns. The Bismarck was the fastest ship that ever sailed the sea.
On her decks were guns as big as steers and sails as big as trees.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Now back to the nation's leading roving reporter, When Worlds Collide host and American Free Press writer, Mark Anderson.
We're back with the last half hour of the show tonight on this fine Saturday, coming to you from Southwest Michigan, while our guest is in Eastern Michigan, David Scheid over in Northville. And we've been describing and reflecting on his perhaps not totally unusual case, but it's certainly the kind of thing that needs to be discussed much more widely and much more frequently, that of one's past coming back to haunt one throughout one's life because government officials will not properly handle files, and that's just the beginning. There's also criminal acts by government officials bouncing these files around against the law, against state law, police perjuring crime reports as the citizen David Scheid in our case tries to rectify the problem. All he's trying to do is stay employed in Michigan public schools after having worked at a film career for almost 20 years, and one youthful indiscretion is still haunting him due to the incompetence and, even worse, the corruption and criminal violations of government officials. As we said, it's, the symbolism here is it's kind of like wearing a scarlet letter that one cannot even remove, and being penalized long after your encounter with the law, where this thing just seems to dog you forever. And the media we were talking about, David, before the break, has not helped you. It certainly sounds like you could use Chuck Norris's help right now. I say that kind of tongue in cheek. Do you still stay in touch with him after having worked with him in doing stunts and whatnot, or
well,
or,
he
or
certainly
not?
Has seen me. I'm sure he'd still remember me. I was there when he got his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. He's invited me to his home before. We've worked out together, things like that. He's written a book, Black Belt Patriotism. So I know he's on board with a lot of the things that, us patriots are looking for. And that is, some semblance of justice, some, following of the Constitution some questions answered as to what's going on with this country.
Yeah, and due process and fairness and consistency and competence. You know, all these things matter. Now, I understand that the much-vaunted ACLU, although sometimes a friend of liberty, certainly a foe of all this surveillance going on, where, for all we know, we'll have RFID chips in our underwear before long. I understand that although the ACLU often handles employment termination cases where someone has been unjustly terminated or prevented from working, like you. But in this case, though, you're not a so-called racial minority, so you don't qualify. Is that correct?
Yeah, I thought that
protection under the law. You know, the word equal seems to be missing
well, it,
here.
It seems to be not applicable in this case. I was just told the other day I went to the civil rights leaders here in Detroit, and one of the attorneys working with Reverend Horace Sheffield called the ACLU, and they said, "Oh yeah, we're actually doing some investigating right now and taking cases of people who have been terminated or prevented from employment based on previous convictions or criminal history." And so she suggested that I call them, and when I did, the person answering the phone very authoritatively clarified that they're only looking for they're gathering information for racial discrimination, and that I'm not a person of color. And I thought
white was a color. Maybe it's just me. You know, it's strange that rights would be gauged on what the pigment of one's skin is, rather than simply the fact that you're an American citizen, and that's the only qualification you should need.
Well, I would think so. I would think so. And it was disappointing. The ACLU did say in 2006, when my union was trying to take that first school district, the Lincoln case, up to the Supreme Court, the Supreme Court denied it. But had they taken it, the ACLU would have. They were promising an amicus brief to at least support me in that way then. But, you know, since then, it's very clear that the Michigan judges here are not doing their duty to litigate a clear conflict in laws and to find precedence in my case when the Court of Appeals found here in Michigan, when the Court of Appeals found that that neither a set-aside or a pardon was enough to get rid of a conviction, or so they interpret Texas laws that way, they placed that decision in an unpublished decision. And even though my attorney had made it very clear and sent in evidence showing that my rights were being criminally violated by these school officials sending this information out under the Freedom of Information Act, they didn't litigate that. They didn't consider those merits, and that's where it stands. So now, when I go to the ACLU, they're saying I don't qualify. I'm not in a covered class.
It's amazing. So the whole legal advocacy group, the idea of getting such a group behind you is really not an option either. You know, this kind of ties into a book I'm working on called The Barriers to Freedom, and it just seems like in this country, it doesn't just seem like it is, that every door you walk through is locked if that door is supposed to lead to justice, freedom, or some sort of fair play. It seems the powers that be have closed off every avenue, media, legal advocacy groups, attorneys that are supposed to do the right thing, attorney generals that are supposed to do the right thing. It seems like nobody wants to do the right thing. As you mentioned earlier, whether it starts at the top and goes down or starts at the bottom and goes up, one person starts the ball rolling the wrong direction, and they all want it to keep rolling the wrong
right.
direction. Nobody stops the ball and says, wait a minute, that's not supposed to be going this way. It's supposed to go the other way.
It doesn't matter how big that ball gets either. I mean, it's the elephant in the room, and nobody's talking about it. I'm going
yeah.
into these courts with all this evidence, and they're throwing me out, saying that the court doesn't have jurisdiction, that I have no claim that can be for which a remedy can be provided, things like this. But nobody is addressing the evidence that I'm submitting and the arguments and everything.
So, in other words, the facts be damned. We're
right.
only going to talk about legal convolutions
procedure.
And getting hung up on procedure, getting hung up on legal discourse and ambiguities and things of that nature.
Correct.
So, yeah, it seems like they just sort of fiddle with the law. They don't really apply it where justice is supposed to be blind, that is, you know, fair to all and impartial to none.
Well, and I'll go so far as to say they deny it, because in this first school district case, when I by the time I was deposed under oath to answer questions for the school district's attorney, he wanted to go straight to 1977 and ask me questions, but by that time I had this expungement, a Texas court order of expungement, saying I had the right to not talk about any of this stuff and to just say that the matter in question has been expunged. Well, this attorney hit the roof and took me into court, and the judge compelled me, despite that I had this expungement document that gave me this Texas right, the judge compelled me to go back in the deposition and answer this attorney's questions to explain the set aside and why I got this withdrawal of plea. I had to go back and admit that I had once pled guilty. And in order to explain this governor's pardon for conviction, I had to explain that I had once gotten a conviction. And then she admitted the admission of guilt and the conviction into, as a matter of fact, into her court without giving full faith and credit to the Texas set aside that withdrew the guilty plea and that had pardoned the conviction.
So you're basically trying to say, look, it's a done deal. I don't have to talk about that, and they're making you really get into self-incrimination, is what it amounts
to. Well, that's exactly what, and it's double jeopardy, because then they found me, they convicted me.
Couldn't you have taken the fifth?
Huh?
Did you try to plead the fifth?
Well, I would say that the fifth would be when I first stated that, you know, I don't have to say anything, that I've got it,
right.
The matter in question has been expunged, but that I was compelled by the judge. I was told that she was going to dismiss my case if I didn't answer the attorney's question for the school district.
So, yeah, that would have been quite a setback just to have the whole thing dismissed, because you're trying to get yourself, you know, gainfully and securely employed.
Correct.
You're raising
right.
a son, a junior high-age son, I think. You have one child,
well,
right?
Well, at that time, my son was just going in the first grade. This has been going on for 5 years now. This is going on to the sixth year.
Yeah, I want to correct what I said earlier at the beginning of the show, before you actually came on the air, where I referred to it as a couple years or a few years, and correct that and say we're now into our sixth year. And this also ties into events long ago, and where you just have not been able to shake this, call it a curse, in lack of a better word, from having encountered the system once after a youthful indiscretion. Can we talk about, and you don't have to, I'm not a judge compelling you here, what that felony was, or would you rather not say?
Well, I'd rather not. I will say, as a school teacher, that it didn't have anything to do with sex and it didn't have anything to do with kids.
That's fine. We'll leave it at that. I'm not going to be the judge.
And I can also tell you that a panel of 12 jurors heard the story. And all of this is preceded by the fact that in 1974, I was in my senior year at high school and was in a single car accident and really, at that time, had nearly lost my life and didn't have any counseling or, you know, back in the 70s, it wasn't available. And I just didn't know what to do with this information of having met my maker at one point, you know. I mean, it was overload. And I'm in trying to do something with my life at a time when I was leaving a home and couldn't get into the armed forces because I had only one kidney and no spleen and, you know, all this other kind of stuff. I made a wrong turn.
As many of us can do, and the system is supposed to, of course, punish the guilty, but it's also supposed to forgive the innocent and provide.
And I thought it had. I thought
and
I
provide
had
recourse to those that seek a clean slate and the ability to move on and not have it hang around your neck forever.
Mm-hmm. And I did my part in that, you know.
I'm going to interject. I believe we have a caller.
Oh.
And because we're approaching the end of the show, let's go ahead and take that.
Sure.
I don't happen to have the name, but fire away there, caller. What's your name?
This is Bill, your friend out in Idaho. I'm sorry for the interruption. I haven't heard the whole conversation, and I apologize.
No, it's not an interruption, sir. Okay, Bill, go on. Go ahead and throw your two cents in here. Maybe you just joined us, but go on.
Hoping that your guest will have benefit of this so that he understands whence and how these little criminals at the judiciary would presume to usurp and abuse. If he would have a chance, any more than the rest of the listening audience, certainly the host, USA, the Republic, is the house that no one lives in. Chris Hinckley, RoadWarriorRadio.com, he's in the archives, sir, can be reviewed. He's amplifying on the discussion of Ralph Wetteroad and the administrative state, the 14th Amendment. Essentially, that is how everybody is missing the boat in not being aware of the implications and applications of the 14th Amendment and how the Senate and the Congress have declared war on the people of America and certainly through the judiciary. You have no remedy. If you are a United States citizen, you have no remedy by virtue of having bought into that charitable trust and become a co-signer for the public debt. If he would take the time, every audience member should take the time to listen very closely to Mr. Ralph Wetteroad, True Seeker of the North, who did the initial research, and then certainly Chris Hinckley, Greg Pappas's discussion on RoadWarriorRadio.com. It's in the archives, sir. It, the shorter the amount of time that we have, it would be well that everybody understand who they are in relation to not only the courts, but the senators that would presume to sell your grandchildren down the drain.
The person you mentioned on Road Warrior Radio, that's RoadWarriorRadio.com, correct?
Chris Hinckley. He broadcasts on this very network.
Chris Hinckley, okay, and then
and it's tragic.
You mentioned a Greg Pappas.
Greg Pappas also broadcast with him in regard to this specific topic.
And I got Ralph Wetteroad.
Ralph Wetteroad.
Wetteroud. Okay.
He's the truth seeker of the North. He has a parallel legal program on this network on Sunday afternoon. Chris Hinckley is on in the evening on Republic. He has an hour program. But when you go back and listen to the parallel strands, everything that Ralph Wetteroud has discovered and unearthed is being concretized and identified very clearly when you look at USA the Republic, house that no one lives in. You might well have him as a guest. It might be quite startling, if not encouraging, when your whole entire audience ultimately understands who they are in relation.
Well, I want to thank you for calling. We have some messages coming up, but that's some very good input. It's a little beyond the scope of the remaining time we have, but I think it's a very important element as to why these things are happening. We'll be right back with the conclusion of tonight's show after these messages with David Scheid. Stay tuned.
Bismarck was the fastest ship that ever sailed the sea. On her decks were guns as big as steers and sails as big as trees.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing how to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power. Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Now back to the nation's leading roving reporter, When Worlds Collide host and American Free Press writer, Mark Anderson.
And I want to thank the caller for giving us that insight on constitutional problems such as the 14th Amendment that cast the citizen into the wrong mold and set that citizen up for these sorts of abuses that we're discussing today in the specific case of David Scheid of Northville, Michigan. and we're summing up his long journey from youthful indiscretion to where he never could quite convince people, and he never could quite get his criminal record clean, or at least anyone to understand the situation so he could move on and get gainful employment. And it affected him for many years, most notably now the last 6 years, trying to work in school districts in eastern Michigan.
30 years later.
I'm sorry?
30 years later.
Yes, 30 years down the road, the scarlet letter, as we say, still hangs there. And it's, as I've called it earlier, it's sort of a past tense criminal punishment for a crime that was long ago wiped off his record. Certainly it was just youthful indiscretion, and it's something that proves that the abuses of the state do not quickly heal. It's like an illness that one can't shake when one encounters this apparatus these days, where they all protect each other and look out for each other, but don't look out for the citizens they're sworn with by an oath to protect. David, we just have a couple of minutes.
Sure.
This sort of subject could go on for another hour discussion without any problem.
Yes, sir.
What do you think is going to happen over the next month or so? Do you have any court dates scheduled? Do you have any?
I don't have any court dates scheduled, but I do have new crimes that have been committed, and so I'm going to be doing my due diligence to make sure that they get reported and that I stay on my government officials' backs to honor my rights and and my privilege, my right to have criminal protection.
Can we say what some of those new crimes that have been committed are, or at what level?
Well, they're still at the state level, but they're dealing with my employment. They're dealing with my disseminating the record more recently to my son had been suspended by one of the school officials that moved from the first school district to the second school district. That's a whole area we didn't even get into.
So there's even connections between the two districts.
There's two, and my son is being retaliated against had been in the past suspended until he moved out of the elementary school and went to the junior high. He was being suspended by an official that was employed by the first school district and then became employed by the second school district.
Let's pick on the school kid too. I mean, how petty and low can you get?
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. So do you see yourself, despite all the, the family hardship, the financial uncertainties and financial turmoil, your retirement savings being exhausted, and 6 years of fighting this, do you see a light at the end of the tunnel?
I see all the power in the people themselves. I see it at the grassroots level, and I see it in the networking and stations like yours and shows like yours that give power to the people and a voice to the people.
Well, great. I want to thank you, David Scheid, for being on the show. We get live listeners as well as those that listen on the archives. And we'll see you next time on One World Collide, ladies and gentlemen. I'll probably be rerun on February 14th, and I'll be back live on February 21st. We'll be on the air next time. Thank you.
With recent internet.